Welcome to the Small Business Big Heart Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Zarikor. This podcast is loaded with raw stories from real people running successful businesses with heart to encourage and inspire you along your journey. We will focus on the heart behind the business, aka you, the business owner, by sharing their heart, their story, and the passion behind why they started in the first place. As a business owner myself, I'm here to remind you that in the midst of the organized chaos that comes with running a business, good things do indeed happen to good people. My goal and heart for this podcast is that you will walk away with lessons learned from people who have walked a similar journey for the inspiration to keep going. Chase that big, scary dream. Are you ready? Let's do this. And welcome to another week of the Small Business Big Heart Podcast. Oh, I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode was not only loaded with wisdom, but it was exactly what I needed to hear this week. I am currently taking the month of April to reevaluate some systems and mindsets that I've developed in my business. I've been refreshing some new boundaries and giving myself permission to say no. And oh my goodness, if spring cleaning isn't just a thing in your life, it is definitely a thing in your business. And so if you're like me in this kind of refresh mode, or if you just need some encouragement to keep going and pressing on to that dream, get excited because today you are going to get all of that and more from today's guest. I am thrilled to introduce you to our incredible client, Suzanne White. Suzanne is the owner of White Chateau, a beautiful wedding venue on her family-owned farm in Owensboro, Kentucky. Today we chat about how she went from being a math teacher to a full-fledged entrepreneur in just a few short years. Suzanne shares the heart behind her beautiful venue and how sometimes that next big idea is hidden within the relationships surrounding you. We talk about how showing up for people and loving them well is the secret sauce to a successful business. Try saying that five times fast. She also shares her journey to discovering that deep values and a meaningful why will save you from business burnout. And we talk about the importance of community and why surrounding yourselves with people who are also consciously growing will keep you encouraged and supported along your journey. I absolutely love this chat with Suzanne. And while I've shared her beautifully branded space so many times on her socials and website, the heart behind her venue is truly what stands out. Y'all, this interview encouraged me so much to dream bigger and love harder, and I just can't wait to hear how it shifts your mindset too. So without further ado, this is my chat with Suzanne White. Well, thank you, Suzanne, so much for being here with me. It means the world, and I know we've been closer since we worked together forever ago. And so I'm so honored to have you now on the podcast and just to have this conversation.
I am so excited to be here and so excited to be helping you with your dream.
Thank you. I know it means the world. You're just the biggest cheerleader and I love that. Speaking of exciting things, did you just make a big purchase?
Oh my gosh. The camper. We bought the camper. Talk about another scary dream that maybe is just going to become reality in a couple of weeks. Yes. Yes.
I'm so excited. So what are your plans with this camper and how did it come about?
So we're hitting the road. I'm hitting the road with my kids because we're homeschooling. This year's just different. My event venue, the calendar kept getting cleared for the winter. And so the thought just kept coming back to my mind of hit the road. You've always dreamed of this and you've always said, you can't do that. You have too many responsibilities, too many things tying you down right here. And then God kept saying, nope, that event's canceled. Nope, that your calendar is clear. And then here my kids are in homeschool and everything says, now is the time.
What a lesson there. Now is the time. Like, cause you can talk yourself out of that. Like, how long did you have that dream and then talk yourself out of it?
I probably that thought and wish of being able to kind of hit the road and travel in a camper has probably been there since my 20s. I'm 40 now. And you know, even my husband, he has a a regular job. And so even that was telling me, well, you can't go. It can't just be you and the kids that hit the road. You can't leave him behind. And so I finally just had to be like, Mac, are you okay if I actually just me and the kids go? Because now is the time. Like, this is our chance. And he was 100% supportive, and he's going to join us when he can, you know, and take some days here and there. He just can't hit the road for a month. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Not many people have that flexibility, but it's so great that he can come meet up with you guys and travel.
Yeah, and I think I'm just really trying to be the example of, yes, you can find a way. Because all of us say, I can't do that. And so many people, you know, but let's find a way that we can. So we're going to figure out a way that we can.
I love that. And what kind of like blocks did you have to move out to? Because your business, which we haven't even really talked about yet, is very much based to a location and a field. And so how are you going to be flexible within your business with that?
Yes, my business, an event venue. I mean, we are at that location. That is where I make my money, is by having people in that building. And then our farm, you know, we start planting things actually just right after Christmas. We start seeding things in greenhouses. And I mean, that is physically tied to the land. And so that was really scary for me. And I think that's why it's taken me till I'm 40 to decide, you know what, we can find a way, we can make this happen. And so we're going to do it in stages and spurts. We're not just hitting the road and going to be gone for 6 months straight. We're going for a few weeks. We're coming back. We're tying up loose ends. It definitely takes other people helping me. And then we're going to hit the road again for several weeks and then bounce back. And it's going to be our heavy spring growing season. And so I will be here and be available. And then I have plans for a few months after that. You know, I'm just plugging it into, I'm finding the way to make it possible.
Yeah. And instead of saying like, it should be this way and waiting till all the stars aligned and it's perfect, you're like, well, I can do little stints, come back. You say small stint, but where are you going first, your first trip?
First, we're going to hit Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana. You know, I said, oh, we won't go too far. But I mean, that's technically kind of far. But I didn't want to just jump way out to the west right off the bat. We're going to dip our toes in. And, you know, and I am finding, so we bought the camper last week. We went to a campground that's 2 miles down the road over the weekend to try it all out. And it made me even more scared. Like, it didn't ease my worries one bit. It made me more aware and more scared, but my kids were so excited. So, I mean, it's that balance now of fear and the worry with the excitement and the adventure.
Can that not just apply to everything in life? Like, you just described everything.
That takes me back to, yeah, when I started White Chateau. So much fear, so much unknown, uncertainty, but somehow we just go for it. You know, you're in a business too, and you just press on. Something keeps you going. That, I don't know if it's the excitement, the adventure, the adrenaline, or it's also a combination of all the people that encourage along the way and say, oh no, you are on the right track. Keep going.
So true. So true. And so you mentioned White Chateau. Just kind of like walk me through what planted the seed. Hear my pun there. What planted the seed to start that idea of putting a venue on your property?
In all reality, you know, I was a high school math teacher until 2011. And I came back and never dreamed that I'd become a farmer working with our family on the farm. And just decided to pour my gifts and talents into what my family had been working on for decades. And through the farm and things that we were doing with the farm and listening to people and what they want, we started this farm to table dinner at our farm in our old barn each year. And through that, then, you know, just led to people wanting a space to gather, but also wanting that connection to the farm. And I'm like, Well, that's something we uniquely have. We have a real, live, working, modern farm. We're doing the work every day. We're living the true farm life. And we could share that with people. But I didn't want a barn because there's Suzanne that's a little bit fancy, not completely yes. country farm girl, that was like, we can be on the farm, but we're going to be a little fancier, you know, we're going to dress it up a little. And so that's where that whole idea stemmed of creating this bright, light, kind of luxury venue of sorts, but sitting in the middle of our farm. And our motto at Cecil Farms is we take great pride in growing what truly sustains us all, healthy food and great relationships. That's been our tagline. And it just fits because our venue is all about relationships. It's all about connection. It's all about bringing people in and nurturing them or just loving on them and helping them get what they need and what they want. It's a dream. It's a dream.
It really is. And it so aligns with your mission, like where you have that value and like that you said you've built over a decade. That's multiple decades, I'm sure. That's a legacy right there with the farm. And you were able to come back, get involved with that, and then see this huge need in not just the community, but in the business and what you guys were doing. I feel like that's part of being an entrepreneur too, is just like stepping back and looking at the big picture of where's the need and fill it.
Yeah. You look at what you uniquely have to offer, which, you know, in the beginning is a little daunting when somebody says that. You're like, you just have kind of this mental block of, I don't know what's unique about me. I don't know what I have to offer. But what I've found is listening to people, no matter what it is, and not with the intention necessarily of, okay, I'm going to listen to people today to find out what kind of business I need to create or what I'm going to do. It's just in listening to people and truly hearing them and just being willing to give and help and show up. And through all that, you discover this is what I'm good at. This is what people are needing. Oh my gosh. And I can do that. I can give them that. You know, people need love. People need confidence. I can give that. And I can do it right here at my home on our farm where I have been nurtured and loved. And so now it's just going to bloom because the foundation is there.
Yeah. You're like paying it forward. Like you were planted, bloomed, and grown yes. on this farm. And now you're able to do that too. And the fact that it's a venue, like couples are starting their marriage there and families are coming together. And I can't imagine how hard that was over this past year. But I think like what you created, you saw the beauty in it before the pandemic hit. So you got to get a taste of what you were capable yeah. of too, which is really neat.
Even through this year, like it still flourished because the base of it is about relationships and connection with people. And so, if you have your true foundation, your true roots, that if you're rooted in something other than generating money, you're going to flourish through any and all when you truly know your purpose.
How did you come about your purpose? And just like really like hone into that.
I think by focusing on the people and truly listening. And, you know, I've been reading Bob Goff's Dream Big. And he said, and it's been raining like really loudly for me right now. Want to make some of your big ambitions happen? Take a genuine interest in the people around you. He says, give away what you have. Lose your status, learn how to follow, help others achieve their ambitions. Well, whenever I reflect back on my most successful times in this last decade with the farm business and the venue, it's been when I took a true, genuine interest in other people. For example, like last spring, there was a local FFA that had a full greenhouse of plants that they were not allowed to sell because the schools were shut down whatever the crazy rules were, they could not do their fundraiser of selling their plants. And so I did not have a plan. I just, when I heard it, I was like, I'll buy every plant in that house. It was $4,000 worth of plants. I had no plan. I was like, what did I just do? I just told them, we're coming to get them. We're taking them all. We're buying it all. And then I'm like, it's the beginning of the season. I don't have $4,000 sitting in my pocket either because, you know, we've been through the winter of zero income. It's just the start of the season. Where am I going to put these plants? But I did it. We took trailer after trailer, loaded up all these plants, brought them over to my greenhouse, set up tables outside all around at the greenhouse. And the next day, our drive was lined all day long. Like, I almost will cry thinking about it because people came from everywhere. It touched them without me even thinking. I didn't like make the plan that, okay, this is really going to get people excited about Cecil Farms. This is like, there was no thought in it at all. It was just, oh my gosh, I cannot let that program hurt and lose their one big fundraiser of the year. Like, that program is so valuable at that school. It's got to continue for next year. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thought. Helping them to continue their goal turned into a major blessing for us because the people came. The people came because they wanted to buy that program's product, but they also then saw that we were real people with a big heart. And then it exposed them to us and made them aware of where we were. And that was not my plan. Like, I didn't think that through. So sometimes it's just a matter of thinking about other people and doing and helping. And then in that process, as Bob says, your ambitions flourish. I don't know. We just have to let go of ourselves.
Yeah.
So, which is hard because we get so focused on, okay, I've got to make ends meet. I've got to pay my bills. I've got to figure out how to make money for my business. And sometimes it's that open your palms, as you like to say, like just let go and release. Take care of others and your needs will be met as well. It is so hard.
Isn't it amazing how it always comes back? Like, making that commitment to the FFA program, you probably hung up and was like, what did I just do? But also like the exciting of like, what did I just do? Like, the impact that could have, like, you probably didn't even realize, but to it, that money's always going to come back. If it doesn't come back in immediate, like you said, people coming and wanting to buy those from your greenhouse, then it's like, it comes back from FFA students coming in and supporting Cecil Farms. Now it's like your community is where you're pouring out to, that also pours back in the future, but with no expectation.
Yes.
Because you didn't buy wanting an expectation.
Absolutely not. And you know what? I mean, even now, those FFA students they want to come work for us. I'm like, that started building my future teams, you know, without just all the repercussions of that is like, oh my gosh, that you just don't think about that helps people start realizing your culture and wanting to be a part of your culture. So it's just all the little things. Like Mary Hyatt said, it's 10% us, 90% God. We can't control all of this. We can only go out and pour good things into the world and be a light. And we can't try to control every outcome. We do need to make plans. We do need to set goals. That is for sure important. But we also need to realize that we have to have open palms.
Amen. Amen. Suzanne taking us to church. Amen. I love that. I feel like that's a learning lesson too, because you don't start out that way in a new business. Like, it's immediately like you're scrounging, you're scavenging for what you can pick up, you're holding any deal, you're saying yes to everything. So when would you say that you finally like were able to do the open hands with your business? Because that's huge.
You know, it's really just been in the last couple of years. So like I said, in 2011 is when I left a steady paycheck. I was, you know, a teacher. I had a retirement. I had all the things to make me comfortable. And I knew how much money was coming to my bank account every 2 weeks. So I left all that and dove into the unknown, to going all the winter months without any income, to where I was reflecting on this earlier, by March 1st, every year, like 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, by March 1st, my bank account was pretty much empty, because our season would end in October with the fruits and vegetables. And so whatever I had made in the summer, I had to kind of budget throughout the winter. Well, it just would start really running low by March 1st, and income wouldn't start coming in for me personally until about mid-May. So I had just been like, I think that's why I held on so much, and why, you know, I had literally those clenched palms of holding on to every little thing, saying yes to every little thing, completely depleting, exhausting myself, because I had to pay my bills. Like, that was the mentality. So just in the last couple of years, I've just figured out I can't live that way. I can't continue that way. Because it's one, it's exhausting. It's depleting. It's not healthy. I had to transform my mindset, and I had to take that leap to start trusting. And once I started like really trusting and letting go, I saw that, oh, I don't have to be that way, and things are going to work out. I do think the hard work, though, and, you know, losing the sleep, staying up all night, pouring myself in, doing everything myself, it did build me. There were pros to it, but you have to know when to stop also, because you will destroy yourself in the process. Yeah. So it's, maybe it's age and wisdom. Maybe it's the big 4-0.
Yeah. Leave it to a turning point like that, like turning 40 to just awakening.
Yeah. To just be like, you know what really matters? What truly matters? I grew up with a scarcity mindset. But somehow when I look back, we always had everything we ever needed, but it was never a lot of money that we had. And so that was just kind of ingrained in me. And I don't know if that's good or bad, because I'm a great budgeter and I live off very little. But I think that mindset, though, kind of made me keep my business smaller than it could have been. Like, we are our own obstacles. 100%. Yeah. We create our own problems.
Don't we, though? I feel seen.
I'm like, always. I'm like, okay, who's the common denominator in this issue right now? Oh, it's me.
Yep. Self-sabotage is such a real thing in entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And you're your biggest cheerleader and your worst enemy at the same time. And it's so hard to like pull yourself out of those like toxic mindsets. How do you go about that?
For me, I started investing, you know, a little bit of time into myself. I mean, you've definitely got to have humility, and you can't be 100% self-focused. But I have learned that it is good to take a day here and there to like build myself up, or to focus on what do I really need and what cards need to be taken off the table, just to kind of reevaluate and reassess. There's a healthy balance of taking care of yourself and taking care of others. I became a mom 11 years ago, and my whole life switched, because I was a hardcore go-getter, do it, do it, do it. Like, I can do anything. I don't need anybody. To I became a mom, and it flipped overnight. And then I just started pouring my whole self into my kids. So now in the last few years, I've come back around to let's find a balance of sacrificing self, you know, and helping and taking care of everyone else's needs, but also just a little bit of, you can have a little bit of you. So I'm doing that. I'm going to workshops or conferences, or I'm surrounding myself with a whole different group of people now too, and not really spending my time in circles that aren't growing me. Mm-hmm. And so my whole outlook right now is, who are my growth friends? And that's who I'm going to pour into, and equally it pours back into me.
Mm, that's a hard cutoff between relationships and who's pouring into you and where you're spending your time. With friendships sometimes, and business and your community that you're pouring into, it sometimes feels like a one-way street, but to have and be able to like audit almost like who's pouring into me, who's not. What was that process like for you? Was it hard and challenging to cut people out or maybe walk away from some friendships?
So it's been a process over the last couple years. You know, it's not necessarily something that you just do a whole friend edit all at once and cut some out. And it's just, it's a process of saying, figuring out some things to say no to, and then not allow it back in, not say yes again. It's a process of not going, not being everywhere. It is very important to show up and be involved. I mean, that is what built my business in my community, is showing up and being involved and doing. But it's taken a pause when you are asked to be a part of something, or when there is an event that you could go to or attend, and pausing for a second and kind of evaluating, okay, is this going to pour into me, or is this completely going to take from me? Am I going to, be depleted from this, or is there a balance? And it's not about being selfish and all about, well, how's this, what's in it for me? Because I'm not that kind of person either. But at the end of the day, when you're juggling so many things and you have so many just plates that are so full.
Yeah, you're a plate spinner.
Yeah, then you really do have to pause and pick just a few of those plates.
When you're stretched so thin, you're not able to show up present in any of those situations. You're just thinking about what you have to do next and looking at the clock and trying to get out and pushing deep conversations really fast and, you know,
yes,
the and time I've, is money kind of mindset.
Recent years, I've really noticed that. And I found myself telling my whole team that. My team is my family with our farm operation, my dad, my brother, my mom, my sister, all of us. And I'd be like, we're spread too thin. We have way too many things that we're trying to do here. We've got to cut something out. We have to trust that if we cut that out, that huge opportunities will open up, but we have to be willing to let go. Well, I was preaching that. And finally I was like, Suzanne, do it yourself. Like, be that example. Stop telling them what to do. You just cut things out. So a little over a year ago, my whole world changed and my life simplified, and I had more clarity and more brain space to be creative. And I have literally flourished in doing that. And it's like, stop telling everyone else what to do. Just do it yourself.
Mm. Yep.
And they'll follow.
That's impressive.
They will follow. And they have.
Leading by example.
But it's just, fix yourself, Suzanne. Fix yourself.
Just looking in the mirror. You're giving your team meeting and you're just looking in the mirror saying, you start first. Because I feel like that's part of being a leader too. And you are a leader in so many different ways in your life. But being able to lead by example and leading with your actions instead of just what you say is what I hear you saying through this. And that's huge. More leaders need to be in that mindset.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm just noticing, you know, even now this year, like, it's just coming off in layers that we're just getting deeper and deeper and better, one layer at a time. And it is, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But, you know, with the pandemic, my business, I didn't pay myself in my first year. The White Chateau opened in 2019. I didn't get to pay myself because we were a brand new business. And then when the pandemic hit and they're like, oh, well, we have help funding for businesses and they have this PPP. And it's like, so it's going to be based on, since you're self-employed, based on what you paid yourself last year. And I was like, oh, no. Well, this is good. This is great. This is so good right now because I didn't pay myself. And we just lost 20 events in 2 months. Oh, my gosh. And in all honesty, like I just, that was another one of those palms open, let go, focus on what's right in front of you right now, what you can control. And it's not money. It's not income. It's not events. And this has been one of the best years of my life. And, mm-hmm. And I think it's because I truly like let go and trust and stopped focusing on a dollar. Stopped focusing on trying to control everything, and we're flourishing. It's a transformational mindset.
Yeah, it really is. And you walked the walk. You've already walked it.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. But you know, if you follow me on Instagram, it looks easy and great and happy. And you know, and we are true. We are true to ourselves. Like, we don't fake anything. But everything is about choice. We choose it.
Yep. I don't think I've ever seen someone in your family, especially the Cecil girls, not smiling ear to ear. Like, your family is just so radiant of joy. It just is contagious in a room. So to be able to work together with them in your business and to just have that almost that energy when you walk into White Chateau, it's just immediately inviting. It's immediately drop dead gorgeous. And it's just so warm. Like, it's such a warm, joy filled space. And you created that because that's what you poured into it, which is really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Speaking of family, what is it like to work with your family? Because some entrepreneurs are solo entrepreneurs and then some have business partners, but not many times do we get to talk with people that are working directly with their family.
You know, a family operation is unique and dynamic, and it has its challenges, but overall, I mean, we love it. We have a good family dynamic. It's not always perfect. We don't always agree. Ha, surprise. I mean, I'm probably real dominant, you know, like I'm a strong personality. And I guess that's the benefit of it being family. Like, they know that's how Suzanne is or whatever. And like, they cope with it and deal with it and vice versa. You know, we're all different. So overall, it's been great because we support and encourage and help each other discover our gifts and talents. I mean, like a mom would do or a parent would do, but also we argue and disagree and battle and but we figure it out, you know. And it's been so fun bringing my sister back. I guess about maybe it's been 5 years now that she came back from Nashville and working in the marketing world, to asking her to pour her talents and gifts into our farm business and the venue. And now to watch her discover talent that we never knew existed. This girl is a floral designing genius. And so, and I got to be here for all of that. I got to see her uncover that and discover like her niche. So, I love it. I love working with my family, but I'm also like, in all honesty, it's not all sunshine and roses. Like, we have to work at it just like any other team. So, yeah. But man, it feels so good whenever you accomplish and achieve and create together.
So true. And you guys really do have that like really tight knit dynamic. And I actually met you through Katie, which
is so
great and hilarious. When I like look back, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like it just makes my heart so full. Like literally the Cecil girls, if you guys are ever in Owensboro, go visit them. They will make your day and make you smile.
Hey, and I do have to mention, Amber, you are part of what made White Chateau, gave it that warmth and that feel. Like you are part of its personality. And I mean, you are a huge part of our success with your design and all of our branding. Like we wouldn't be without you.
Thank you. That means so much.
You're so good.
I know you guys are like the dream client right now because I remember walking into your space at your grand opening. Was that with the chamber?
I think. Yeah.
And the Owensboro chamber. And I walk in and it was the first time I got to fully see the whole space. And I was like, you guys branded the trash cans. Like the logo is on the trash can. It's in the wood colors.
The wallpaper in the bathroom.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I don't think I've ever cried in a bathroom so much for when I saw the like custom brand pattern. And oh my goodness, it was fabulous.
And listen, you know, I am not a designer and I don't know anything about that stuff. So it was 100% you helping us create that feel. So
I'm so excited to see it come to life too. Thank you for including us. What would you say? Because I know a big part of like the branding process, it was while you were building your building out too. Would you say that that helped you with your inspiration, or did you already kind of know directly where you were going and it just was a nice add-on? Like, how did that process fit?
No, I mean, I always need help. Like, I do nothing completely on my own. I dream up crazy ideas and things, but I need help, like, clarifying those ideas. And I think the whole branding process forced me to really clarify, where are you going? What is your vision? What do you want for this? And then you kind of pulled that feel out of whatever was coming out of my mouth. The words, like you helped pull that out of me that I couldn't quite clarify on my own completely. And then it just created this whole vibe for the space to build on. So it's ever evolving for sure. It's like we're constantly rediscovering ourselves through this whole process. But that was definitely an important foundation to pull the thoughts
to
out
build
of our
upon.
Head.
Yeah. Literally.
Yes.
You're building a building, a venue. We built the foundation. There's so many puns in here. Between building and planting, like we could just do puns all day long.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And I think that's where you were one of the first clients that I think we were able to sit down and have that emotional conversation too of like, what does this mean to you? Why are you starting this? And like being able to hear how your mission between Cecil Farms and your personal mission in life and purpose aligned into White Chateau. And I'm like, sign me up. I'm on board. If your heart's in it, so is ours. Like I was so... That was one of the best, funnest projects we've ever
been able to do. Well, and you're so good at helping us dig deep and find the heart of the story because that's not my strength, you know, and I'm so fly by the seat and go, 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 do, do, do. And at that point in stage in my life and work, I was not taking the time to really think, why? Why am I doing this? Like, truly why? Because you do have a why deep down, but a lot of times we don't take the time to really pull all that out and dig into those layers and think. Think about it. We just go with full throttle, full speed ahead. And so you're really good at helping us dig into the heart of things.
So we've heard where you've started. We've heard more of your story. We know you're going on the road with your camper and your kids, and you have this huge adventure planned. But what is next in the season for Cecil Farms and White Chateau? And for you personally, what's next in your business?
I mean, I am a goal setter. I'm constantly writing in my journal, like, just all the things. When it comes in my mind, I write it down of what I want to do. And, you know, I have this vision, and maybe it's crazy, but people are going to be visiting our farm from all over the world. Like, it's going to become a destination for experiencing modern farm life, and also a destination for a relaxing, laid-back luxury wedding experience. Like, this is truly, like, in my mind, that's where we're headed. That's where we're going in everything that I do when I walk onto that farm each day and into that building each day or out into the field. Like, I see people coming and visiting, like, this being a destination. I also have, because I'm so into, like, helping people realize what I finally realized at 40. I definitely see, because I have this space, workshops for men, women, and children. Like, my kids, my daughter's 11, and I'm, you know, doing these goal setting workshops, and she's like, when do I get to have one? And I'm like, oh my gosh, now we're creating this. We have the building. Like, okay, let's pour into these young boys and girls. Let's pour into these husbands and wives. Like, so I see that, that going forward, and, some big name, you know, it's always seemed impossible, that whole scarcity of how will I bring in a speaker when they say their fee is $50,000. And it's like, that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but those speakers are going to be in White Chateau. And we're going to have these cool, intimate workshops and just be uplifting and building people, building hearts.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we're going. And I just, my goal is to create a culture that people want to be a part of. You know, I started to say that everyone wants to be a part of, but I've also learned in the recent years, like, you don't have to be everything for everyone. Like, I want a culture that feels good in my heart and for my family and for our foundation. And I know there's a huge audience out there that will connect with that culture.
So true. I love that so much. Just to affirm you are already creating that culture. Like, you and your family live and breathe it every day. It radiates in everything you guys do. And I think that you're already creating that culture. So I cannot wait to see the huge speakers and the people visiting all over the world. Like, there, it's going to happen, because good things happen to good people. And I just think that you guys are just the goodest of people.
Oh, well, we surround ourselves with the goodest. And so we can only grow. That's where those growth friends are so important. Like, who you surround yourself with, like, people, Copper Heart Creative, Amber.
Plug. I love that. Well, just to wrap up, what type of advice do you have for our listeners to just encourage them along their journey and through hardships and to chase their big, scary dreams?
It's just to keep going, like, and control your mindset, because there's a lot of hard things. I've had a lot of hardship that I've had to battle through. And the biggest battle was right in my head when it ultimately came down to it. You know, there will be mean people, or there will be things that don't make sense, that you're like, why is this happening to me? And the key for all of it has been for me to just press on, but also be aware of who I'm surrounding myself with, because that made all the difference in the hardest times, were the voices that were surrounding me and what they were saying to me that helped me push on and keep going. Helping me transform my mindset. And one more quote that I'll share that I think is really valuable and important just in any kind of business you're doing, because your business is constantly about decisions. And this quote was from Roy Disney. It says, "It's not hard to make decisions once you know what your values are. That will guide you."
That's fantastic advice. I could cry right now because I feel like that's so important in every decision, not just personally, but business and how you build relationships. That's amazing. Well, thank you, Suzanne, so much for being on with us. Thank you for your wisdom and your heart and just for how you love people so well. And where can we connect with you?
You can follow on Instagram at White Chateau and at Cecil Farms PD. So the farm and the venue. Also whitechateau.com will get you there, and shopcecilfarms.com. Check us out.
Look at you, farmers online. I mean, you guys are the most proactive farmers I've ever met. It just makes my heart so full.
You just go and go.
Pivot and go. Amen. Well, thank you, Suzanne, for being with us. Hi there, Amber here. If you're loving the show, go find that little subscribe button on your podcast app. This will ensure that you won't miss a single episode. Until next time.